This is Twit.
44 million U.S. adults use borrowed accounts to access streaming services. All right. Share of hands, who uses a borrowed streaming account here?
No.
No.
You do not?
No.
I was going to say, we did.
I may share mine.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
you're
the one
being mooched upon.
Yes, yes, exactly.
We used to do that with HBO Go, but also that entire platform is just kind of like frozen like 3 years ago. Like, I don't think you can actually sign in on the Apple TV anymore or something like that. It's really weird. But then we just actually started paying for HBO ourselves. So I guess I'm proud of that.
And my biggest
although
thing
now I'm just losing more money.
Apple TV channels, you know, encompasses most of those, and I would rather be subscribed through Apple TV channels rather than sort of an external app. So that ends up being the reason why I didn't, you know, I think that I've never shared a Netflix account. I think I shared, I've never used someone else's Netflix account. I've always had my own with that. I think that I have shared a Hulu account in the past, and I've never personally logged into an HBO account from someone else, but like friends, when I was hanging out with friends, they logged into their parents or something like that. I don't know. I'm not one of the 44 million US adults, but I'm not surprised is what I'll say. There was this hilarious, I don't know if you saw it, but there was this hilarious tweet thread where a guy had said that he gave his boss his Netflix login. And the boss and him always sort of like tease each other. And so the boss changed his own name to like King of the House or something like that. And then created a profile for himself and then put all of his kids as separate profiles as well. There it is. And so there were multiple accounts on which he was not, the main one. And
yeah,
so then
it's like his whole boss's family is on his Netflix account. Like,
and so he messaged his boss and was like, nah, this is not going to work. And people ended up kind of getting upset about it because they didn't continue to read on, but they like troll each other. So it was a funny haha between friends. It just happens to be the one guy's the boss, one guy's not. So don't get too bent out of shape in seeing this. It really is just a funny thing. But I thought that was hilarious. And it did kind of remind me, a long, long time ago, I logged into my Netflix account at my grandma's place, and she didn't realize that at the time, it's not the case anymore, but at the time, all of Star Trek was pretty much on Netflix, and she's the reason why I ever started watching. She and my grandpa are the reason I ever started watching Star Trek in the first place. So we were watching some episodes while I was there. And then when I left, I was like, you can stay logged in. I don't care. So she kept watching, you know, Star Trek. Well, I was on a different series. And so what I ended up doing was I made the main account Guest. I changed it to the name Guest, and then I created a second account that was mine. So it was kind of, I had that same thing happen because I didn't want to say, okay, you've got to switch users and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not surprised by this. And I don't know. Do you think this is something that streaming services will try to crack down on? I think there's three choices here. One, they will try to detect and crack down on it. Two, they know that this is the situation and it ends up being part of the sort of subtle marketing.
Yeah.
Or three, they know that this is part of the situation and they just can't do anything about it. So the second one is like actively they know and they are secretly approving of it. The third one is they know and they wish it wasn't the case, but they're not going to do anything about it. Or number one was they're definitely going to crack down on this.
Yeah. I mean, I thought for a while that, I was looking for the quote. One of the HBO executives, they were just like, they knew that it was a problem and they didn't totally care. Or it was just like, what are you going to do about it sort of thing? I'm not sure. It's like, if you did just totally crack down on everything, like a bunch of people just wouldn't talk about it. So it's like the same thing for me. I did mooch for a long time, but now we're paying for it. So it's kind of like the life cycle of the customer sort of thing. And it's sort of just loyalty. Like free marketing. Like, I mean, I've even seen that criticisms of Quibi is that like nothing from it is going to go viral. And like there are, or there's one story about somebody who has a gold arm and refuses to give it up and dies from it or something
right,
like that. It's
yes.
like a very absurd thing, but it's I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe people can share their Quibi passwords, but.
Well, and now Quibi is
it's all free already. So
they're looking at developing a way to share content because of the fact that, yeah, there's no way to share content from the platform. Yeah. Well, there are ways, but not easy ways. But yeah, so anyway, that's interesting. And yeah, I think it's the second one. They know that people share passwords. And you know what? Like you said, you say you're with someone, you and you're partnered up, you're in a relationship, and then you end up breaking up. And then at some point your ex changes their password and you love these Netflix shows. Either you're, I guess, go out on Tinder and find someone with a Netflix account, or you're just going to own up to it and buy a Netflix subscription. So yeah, it is sort of marketing in a way, if they can get you connected to it. Also,
there's
good stats
in here with that, by the way.
There's
a subscription payer by platform, and then like who is helping them with like who they're mooching off of. And for exes on Netflix, it's 1.7%. Prime Video is 2%. Hulu is 4.7%. And then Disney Plus is 0%. So it's like, if you have Disney Plus, it's like you're married. You have kids or something like that. Or you're like already in a relationship. And then
nobody
like
wants
people
to
with
Hulu,
it's like they're just willing to let. Yeah, I don't know. That's wild. Like we had our friend's Hulu subscription. And I think they might have changed the password or something. So otherwise, I would still be using it. But every time we try to sign in, it doesn't work. And I'm now like, I think we used it enough that we don't want to ask if, like, again, what her password is, or if they just like asking someone if they change it is like a way for them to
That's
remember
awkward.
that you're doing it and stuff like that. So,
oh yeah, that gets awkward, doesn't it?